But Carnegie's timing couldn't be worse. After years of overbuilding, the railroads are suddenly struggling to stay profitable.
There were too many railroads at the time. There wasn't enough traffic to sustain them.
With the railroads in dire need of cargo, John Rockefeller sees an opportunity and negotiates better rates for shipping his oil. But the struggling railroads quickly realize their business won't survive and go back on their word, causing Rockefeller to pull his oil from the trains. Carnegie's mentor, Tom Scott, tries to adjust, but he can't survive without Rockefeller's oil. His business is decimated, and Tom Scott never recovers.
From ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Andrew Carnegie has lost his mentor, the man who meant more to him than anyone else in the world.
Andy. Now, take this and this to the division superintendent.
I think you can do it.
Yes, sir.
As far as Carnegie is concerned, one man drove Tom Scott to his grave. And now, Andrew Carnegie wants revenge.